Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 83, The Yarn Store. When we left off last week, I had taught the home ec teacher how to knit, and I was spending my hour in home ec every day knitting washcloths and, to tell you the truth, beginning to get a little bored. It was getting on to December, and I had settled into the whole scene pretty much. Shopping was always rather difficult in Beatty because we were so far away from any place to shop. There was several tourist traps in town, but as far as regular shopping, there wasn't anything really being offered. There was, of course, a grocery store, if you want to call it that. Most of the people would go what they called going into town to do their shopping, and the town they were talking about was Las Vegas. And since it was getting close to Christmas, I was in desperate need of doing some Christmas shopping. Now, my sister and I had always done our Christmas shopping together. And what we would usually do is go down to the mall, and my mother would give us some money because neither one of us had an allowance and could save up money for Christmas. She would give us $100 or so to do our Christmas shopping. My mother gave us the money, and my sister and I drove into Vegas. We, of course, hit the mall, and since we were coming into Vegas, my mother asked us to also do the grocery shopping. Usually, my mother would come into town about once a month to pick up groceries. So we were there planning the whole day out, and my sister said that we had to stop by this other address, which we had never been before, and I figured it was probably another fabric store to pick up some stuff for my mother or my sister. What I didn't know was that my sister had scoured the yellow pages and came across a yarn store, and that was where we went to. I had never been to a yarn store. I didn't even know that yarn stores existed. It was like walking into a candy store for a little kid. There was yummy yarn all over the place. And besides yarn, there were several different magazines and books and, oh my goodness, stitch dictionaries. I was browsing through stitch dictionaries, and my sister was looking through magazines, and she found the cutest sweater, and she showed it to me. And it was adorable. And I went, oh, I would love to make that. And lo and behold, the yarn store actually had the yarn that was called for. I, of course, used different colors, but I pulled out the yarn, counted out how many skeins I needed. It was a bit pricey, and I wasn't sure about whether or not I should get it, especially since I only had my money for Christmas shopping. But my sister said it would be my Christmas present from her. She took all the yarn and the magazine away from me, and she went up to the front and she bought it. And she said, now you'll have to just wait till after Christmas. I went on out to the car with several bags, and my sister loitered for a little while, and then she came out, and she had bought me a couple of stitch dictionaries to hold me over in the meantime, thinking that maybe I could find some patterns for new dishcloths. I was in hog heaven. I started making dishcloths at a more intense rate, going through the stitch dictionary, trying out cables, trying out lace, just having a grand old time. So that I wasn't at all distracted by that box that was under the tree that I knew held some yummy yarn. Now, getting close to Christmas, when I knew I would get the yarn, I was starting to fret a little bit. Would I have the right needle size? And my sister says, oh, don't worry about it. Mom has oodles of needles. I'm sure she has the right size. Christmas Day comes, and we had gotten a rather rude awakening this Christmas. There were giggles emitting from the den, which actually woke us up. My sister and I, wanders into the den only to find that my parents had bought an Atari system and they were playing Tank. And I know I'm dating myself, but Tank was one of those games where you had only a two-dimensional little space to travel on, and you worked your way in through a maze, and your object was to kill your opponent. So you would try to work your way around and shoot them. And when you got shot, you spun around facing a different direction, so you had to reorient yourself to retaliate. And in the meantime, your opponent would come up behind you and shoot you again. It was great fun. So anyway, my parents were there playing with Tank and giggling up a storm. We spent many hours playing with the Atari system, but one of the things I had to open up and get my hands into was that box with the yummy yarn. Pulled it out, and it was heavier than it should have been. And I thought, I wonder what else Laura put in there. And I opened it up, and oh my goodness, she bought me a Boyd interchangeable needle set. So yes, I had the right size needle. I still have that original Boyd interchangeable needle set going on now for 25 years. I still use it occasionally, although not as much as I did at the beginning. I've now gotten some other interchangeable needle sets that I really like as well. But that needle set was the best present anyone had bought me in my entire life. The whole world of knitting just kind of opened up for me. There was pretty much nothing I couldn't make, of course, except socks, because I didn't have double pointed needles in the set. And, oh yeah, hats were a bit of a pain because the needles were uncomfortable when you used the small size. But when it came to sweaters and afghans and everything else, I was in heaven. I started swatching immediately, having learned my lesson on the first sweater I ever made. And when I went back to home ec after winter break, I had this new sweater to work on. And I worked on it. And I knitted it up. It was all knitted in pieces. It had a lot of details I had never done before. It had raglan sleeves and a cowl neck that you picked up the stitches after you put the sweater together. It had a crocheted inset where the sleeves and the body came together. All these really cool and neat details. When I finished it, I had a wonderfully fashionable sweater. The only problem was I made it out of mohair, and I later discovered that I could not wear mohair, especially not against my skin. So I would always have to wear another shirt or long sleeve t-shirt under it to wear it. But I still have the sweater. Check out the album art and you will see how dated this sweater is. But it fit me beautifully and I was extremely proud of it. And that was the second sweater that I had ever made. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.